Let's go to Yemen, where the war is intensified, with rebel forces killing the country's former president, Ali Abdullah Saleh. The United Nations warns the country is facing the worst famine in decades if the Saudis maintain their food blockade. The rebel Houthis denounced the former president as a traitor for switching sides to support the US-backed Saudi forces. Anne Barker has the latest.
The world's worst humanitarian crisis has suddenly got even worse. Since Friday, Saudi-led forces have intensified their air assault on the Yemeni capital Sana'a, pounding strongholds of the rebel Houthi forces. The worsening crisis comes in response to the death of Yemen's former president Ali Abdullah Saleh. Overnight, the former strongman who ruled Yemen for decades was killed in a roadside attack. His house in Sana'a was later blown up and Houthis celebrated in the street. It's great news, says this man. He tried to make chaos and disruption for us and sell us out to the aggressors. Saleh had long been a hated leader among many Yemenis, including the Iranian-aligned Houthis. He was forced to resign as president in 2011 during the Arab Spring, but he'd continued to wield power from behind the scenes. And as Yemen descended into civil war, his forces loosely sided with the Houthis. Until last week, in a battle over Sana'a's biggest mosque, he suddenly switched sides and offered to make peace with the opposing Saudi-led forces. Houthi leader Abdul Malik denounced him as a traitor. At the end, the plot failed and was foiled, he says. It was foiled in a big and fantastic way and in a very small amount of time. Yemen's current president, Abid Rabu Mansur Hadi, who replaced Saleh but later fled to Saudi Arabia, has denounced the Houthis as criminal gangs. Yemenis under the rule of these criminal militias must rise up and resist them, he says. Our army will be the victor. Saleh's death has sparked a grim turn in the civil war. As well as the increase in airstrikes, fighting has spread to new areas. The United Nations says roads have been blocked and tanks are on the streets. The UN's humanitarian coordinator in Yemen is Jamie McGoldrick.
We're hearing figures of dead ranging from 440 to over 100 and up to 200 people injured. But that was like 24 hours ago, and last night was one of the most intense, fiercest fighting in the city, as well as airstrikes and shelling.
The Saudi blockade of Yemen has caused crippling food shortages and severe malnutrition. Professor Armin Saikal, director of the Centre for Arab Studies at the ANU in Canberra, says it's a tragic turn given Ali Abdullah Saleh had offered to make peace with the Saudis. Now, he says, the situation is certain to worsen.
It's very unlikely that now the Saudi-led coalition will let up their bombing of the Houthis' positions, and probably given the state of relationship between Tehran and Riyadh, the Iranians will continue the support of the Houthis, and the result is the continuation of the conflict.
The UN says unless the Saudis lift their blockade on food and humanitarian aid, Yemen faces the worst famine the world's seen in decades.
Anne Barker.